Cap Corners of Mobile here. I heard you in the background. I thought I heard a mobile in the background. I guess not.
When I released it to reset, I've got a timeout timer on my radio. I think it's in 30 seconds or 45, so it goes off before the repeater, so I never, hopefully never time out a repeater, K4BA.
I did it a couple times.
K4BA, yeah, I used to do it, well, usually on the net or just long, long-winded strategy. But, some people put 30 seconds on their timeout timer.
Timer
for? Most repeater owners will set it so someone's long-winded or if it's someone's stuck, I guess the transmitter's stuck. I guess it may come from the days when repeaters were not continuous duty rated. You actually get some thermal cycling. I would not recommend putting anything that's not continuous rated in. Trying to think if anybody even makes anything like that anymore. I think Motorola is pretty much all continuous rated. But when you think of what a typical repeater has to do or what it's designed to do in a commercial application, let me let it drop.
Hey, you're right, but still, I've had one of my friends one time said his cat stuck to the desk mic. I guess the cat was laying on the bench and he didn't know the cat hit the transmitter key. They should have had to find him. And I heard it was funny when they finally found him. They called him on the phone. He says, "You might want to check your transmitter. I think your cat." Goes, "Oh no, the cat's laying on the key. Wait a minute." I was laughing so hard.
You definitely use to protect your radio. Like you said, if you have a malfunction, you don't know about it. Either it's not a cat or anything else. You could. The ones I have, I don't know about the typical. I don't really know about the ham ones. I've got mostly Motorola commercial stuff. I've bought surplus over the years, mostly eBay. But you can set it, I think, down to 30 seconds. And you can define it per channel. They call them personality. But I usually set it pretty low.
I should have started calling several six at a time. You probably could set one, I imagine.
Yeah, you do. I've got a couple of those FT2800s I used over the years. I think you could set it different values. One day it started at 60 seconds, and then it had an infinite once you, which I think the Motorola's do too. But I've never set one infinite. I always, always go with the finite. One just to make sure. I don't think I have, but I may have.
They got me a couple times. You got to watch out with your box. The box is a setup plate. What it'll do is the noise in the room will keep the transmitter up. Dave showed me on that. A couple times I got stuck with that. And Dave Watson showed me. So what I realized if I had that, I had that problem. The way I found out was I unplugged the microphone when it did it. Realized the box was set wrong. So I had to have someone help me get out of it. But let me tell you, when you can't see, you get into some of these programs and try to get out of them, boy, it can get tough.
For BAE, I don't know if there's anybody else in there. I didn't want to hog it up.
You give space between them if they want to jump in, which I haven't heard anyone have any of that one.
Thing, but I've been shopping a lot of online too, trying to look at different radios. I've been looking at that FT818 forever. I need to make a decision by the end of the month. There's some rebates expiring on that. I don't know. I keep telling myself I'll do QRP when I go hiking. But I usually take a handheld and get on 5.2. And the other day I worked a guy. A couple weekends ago, I hiked Mount Pisgah up in North Carolina, and I worked a guy in on the other side of Spartanburg on this space radio.
Yes, up in Tennessee a couple times. I forgot which mountain. I forgot where they were. There's one spot in Tennessee you can hit that. I think that's where I heard them.
I guess the only place in Tennessee I've hiked is Mount LeConte, which is just over the line from Gatlinburg and between Gatlinburg and Cherokee. And I heard some people, I think in Shelby and in Atlanta, and the people in Atlanta I couldn't get back to because I was running at 6 watts on a handheld. And they kept, one guy talked about his setup, and he was running like a beam in a 13 or 17 B2 at 100 watts on a TS2000. I said, oh, well, yeah. He's dumping a lot more forward power than I am, that's for sure.
And I always want to do that. I want to build a real good, real small, portable, high dB gain. So you run your 18 watts, and really, technically, or your 8 watts, and you can really make it like 150 watts. And that's the cool thing about VHF is you can build a real high gain antenna if you want to.
Pull up J-Fold or Slim Jims or something. I think it's a Slim Jim. And if you get in the beams, you could do that. I don't know. I could probably carry like a 3-element Yagi, but anything bigger than that, it might be a little difficult.
Anything bigger than a 3-element Yagi, wouldn't it? It'd be funny up in the woods with a 3-element Yagi, wouldn't it?
And 30 minutes to put it together, and unless it's a split boom on it, I guess you'd have to carry all that up the mountain, too, and you have to carry it all anyhow. That would be, if you bring like a 17 up there, that'd be the way to go, I guess.
Funny to take a picture of someone doing it. Maybe someday we'll do it just to see if I could wank up the mountain, it's my problem. But it'd be kind of fun.
The best thing you could do is South Carolina, you could drive up to either Caesar's Head or Sassafras. It's got a parking lot, or even Mitchell, I guess, for that matter. North Carolina, a few others, and operate from the parking lot, and you can bring anything you wanted. You just mount it on the vehicle or something. But, yeah, hiking up is a little different story.
I'm at COPD and stuff. I can't do that stuff no more. I just can't do it. You want to hear a funny story about a portable AMO in Virginia I talked to?
Sure. K4BA.
No members calling. Now, a couple guys are pulling a mile around the moonshine up in the upward of the Hatfield. The Coys had the field they had permission to be up there. So they went up there, and I talked to them one night. I said, what are you guys doing up there? They said, oh, we're drinking moonshine, shooting guns, and talking over the radio. I said, man, your sales real low. We're running portable. I said, portable? We run portable. Oh, I'm running a Collins KW1. I said, what? You're running a KW1 portable? I said, what? He goes, well, we brought the Collins KW1 up there with a 6,000-watt generator. We cut a shipping container in half and put a crank-up power on the shipping container. We're living in the shipping container running the Collins portable. I said, that ain't no darn portable as far as I'm concerned.
Anything's portable if you got a big enough truck, I guess.
Well, the truck, and you know what they had for truck? They had too small a truck. They only had a four-wheel drive F-150. Do you think about that? The Collins KW1 is a big, heavy-duty, plate modulated transfer, AM. The generator had to be at least 6,000 watts. I don't mean no little whippy generator either. So I started doing the math. I said, you guys got the truck overloaded before you started.
Yeah, going up will be hard. Breaking down the mountain will be harder.
When they brought it down, I talked to them after they got it up there. They said he almost rolled to get it up there. They asked me, they said, if you want to come along, I said, I don't know if I want to be involved with a guy that's crazy drinking moonshine and shooting. I'll stay away from that one.
That's funny. Funny what people. That's great. Oh, well.
I just figured that'd be a funny story. You might want to get a laugh out of it. And the other one that's pretty funny, my friend Tim, I met once up in Maine, WNHLR up there. And one day I talked to him, I said, what in the world you got for a mobile? He says, oh. He said, I'm a portable transmitter in the mobile. I said, oh, no, let me tell you what's that. Oh, it's a pair of 833s, modulated 833s in the mobile. I said, what? What the heck you got for a car for crying out loud? He's got a 1974 Hurst. That's his mower. He says it works good because with the transmitter in the back, he can drive it up the mountain.
That's crazy.
Hey, Ranch LR used to work for Armstrong Transmitter for a while, and he used to go all over the world, and they actually sent him out, and he'd build short-wave transmitters. They'd give him a list of what country he had, and he'd actually build a transmitter out with him on site.
That's hardcore. That's crazy what people will do. I've never been there. I usually go for the lightweight stuff. Less power, better, like you said, better antenna. But people go the other way, which is fine. I don't know. I'm on a base now that's capable of 110 watts, but I turn it down to its minimum, which is 25. I could probably work this repeater with a watt, but this is as low as this one will go.
That's it right here. If you ever heard WBCQ up in Maine, an AM shortwave station, they had to move the frequency. And so the guy gives Tim an air show, and he built the transmitter for him. Well, one day they had to move the frequency, and Tim goes, well, I don't have a crystal. And the guy says, well, he told me I had to move it. He said, well, don't worry, I'll just fix the crystal and make it the frequency you want. He actually fixed the crystal and got the thing on the right frequency, right in the right spot with what he had laying right there. That's pretty good.
Pretty neat. It is pretty neat. Well, I think I'm going to run, get some stuff done before, since I've been working already. But it's good talking with you. I hope you have a good day. I'll be in and out monitoring some here in the office at home. But 7-3, and stay safe out there. K4BAN, I'll be clearing your phone.
I just wanted to spend a little time on this transfer and see when this intermittent problem shows up, and it hasn't yet, but I'm sure it will. Okay, well, that's 73's, guys. I'm going to get out of here and shut this thing down for a while. Okay, 4 MLN clear.